Well, it was a great week. We got a little bit of rain, we got to watch some fireworks, and we got a rally in wheat prices. Kim, is it going to keep going?
Well, that's the big question that I'm getting. Are prices going to continue on? My gut tells me that prices will probably go higher as we go out into the marketing year, but I think it's going to take a while. That $5 cash price limit is a hard limit to break. You know, we hit that in some spots in Oklahoma, and I think once we got up to that $4.80 to $4.90 to $5, we had quite a bit of wheat sold on the market. You look at the volatility of what's going on with these prices. You know, you're getting, you know, 25 to 35 cent price range within a day, and so even in a day's time, you can lose or make a lot of money. Just did you sell when the market's really down or when it was up? But right now, I think the market has went up. It's hit a very strong resistance level. I think it's going to churn a while. When it went up, had that 30 cent move, we gapped out that day. It's going to go down, maybe fill that gap. That's about 40 cents down. So I think we're turning around. If we can break that $5 cash, if we can break that, about $5.80 on the futures, I think we got some room to run. But I think it's going to take a little while to break through that. If we break through early, it'll keep going up. On the downside, you know, weather turns on us in the foreign market, and I think that's what they're watching now. The weather turns on us, get good weather, get increased production expectations. We could see the high for that. We may have seen the high for the year.
Take us back a couple months ago. We were $2 lower in wheat prices, and there were some doubts in the market. Is there still caution built into the market right now?
Oh, I think there's caution, and at any time you get a move like this, and you can see the uncertainty in the market with that, you know, 25 to 30 cent price right. Move even within a day. The market's, it's the weather, you know, policy comes, policy goes, but weather determines price, and you can't predict weather. You know, I get a rain on 20% probability, and we won't get one on 90 to 100%. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of uncertainty in the market. There's a lot of money in the market. We've got the protein problem in the market. We've got, coming into the year, a shortage of good bread milling wheat. We've got bread milling wheat production down. So, you know, we have a lot of wheat, but we don't have a lot of milling quality wheat. And the market doesn't know how the mills and the bakers are going to handle that. And when the mills and the bakers figure out how they're going to handle this crop, then I think the market will settle down. And so it's a wait and see project right now.
Especially with only 40% of the world wheat crop cut right now, there's still a lot of things that could happen.
Yeah, remember our trend is normally set in late August and September, and we're in early July right now. So right. We got another 6 weeks before we get a relatively good handle on what's going on in the world market. And then you still got Argentina and Australia out, and those are two big hard wheat exporting countries. So it's going to take us a while before, well, I don't know that the price will ever settle down.
What should producers be thinking about? Because, you know, they're a little happy right now wanting to sell the wheat. Is this really a good strategy to have?
Well, I think the producers need a mechanical strategy. I think they need to set some price targets and some numbers of bushels they're going to sell. If the price hits $5, don't set it on even numbers. If the price hits $4.95, I'm going to sell so many bushels, or I'm going to sell so many bushels by, say, October 1. Whichever one happens first, sell it. Just make a mechanical strategy, walk it in the market. You may be selling at lower prices because you get triggered by date, but create a mechanical strategy, get the emotion out of the market. If your decision's keeping you awake at night, say, I'm staying awake because I just don't know if I need to sell or not, sell some. If it's keeping you think it's going to keep you awake because you sold some, don't sell it. Mm-hmm. Let your sleep, your psychology determine whether you sell, not trying to outguess the market.
Okay, thank you much, Kim Anderson, grain marketing specialist here at Oklahoma State University. And just a reminder, the 2017 Oklahoma Crops Conference is getting underway this week with stops in Ardmore, El Reno, Alva, and Afton. And for more information on those, go to our website, sunup.okstate.edu.